This is Ozarks at Large. The legacy of General William O. Darby is not lost on Fort Smith. The city's Museum of History has a significant exhibit dedicated to the World War II hero. A mural inspired by General Darby can be seen downtown, and one of the city's junior high schools bears his name. There is another effort underway to further immortalize the man who led the first ever United States Army Ranger Battalion. Almost a year ago, on the 102nd anniversary of William O. Darby's birth, the General Darby Legacy Project announced it would seek funding for a monument of the general to be placed at a gateway to the city. Joe Armstrong is one of the founders of the project, and he says when completed, the statue of General Darby on his World War II-era Harley-Davidson will be close to another iconic figure from the city's history.
You know that Bass Reeves, another native Fort Smith son, is what they call protects the west edge of the town, looking over the Oklahoma horizon. So we thought, wow. Cisterna Park sits on Garrison Avenue. It's on the east edge, not the west edge. So who better to protect the eastern edge of Garrison Avenue than General Darby? So Garrison Avenue will now be safe forever.
I met Joe Armstrong earlier this week at General William O. Darby Junior High School. The school's lobby includes a trophy case of memorabilia dedicated to the general's life. And the principal's office includes posters from the 1958 film about Darby's life, starring James Garner and Jack Warden.
The big man of the Rangers, Colonel William Orlando Darby, was ordered back to the Pentagon for reassignment. I drove him to the beach that morning to grab a ride down to Naples.
Take it. Thought I'd walk you down.
No, this is one walk I'll take alone.
General Darby is a native Fort Smith son. Grew up here, born and raised. Attended this particular school. From here went on to Northside. Was kind of your rebellious young lad and didn't really know what he wanted to do with his life. He applied for West Point. He was a third choice to get into West Point. So it took him three shots. Went to West Point, graduated West Point, class of 33. He wasn't first and he wasn't last. He kind of rode that middle of the line. He was commissioned as an artillery officer. Then after the outbreak of war in Europe, he was sent to Europe. In 1942, he was selected to lead the 1st Ranger Battalion. That formed what we call today is the modern day Ranger.
The entry about General Darby at the online Encyclopedia of Arkansas gives a detailed timeline of how he led divisions in Ireland, Northern Africa, and Italy during the World War. He was killed in action 2 days before German forces surrendered in Italy in 1945. He was given the rank of Brigadier General 2 days after his death, the only soldier to receive such a promotion posthumously. He was also awarded a Purple Heart, a Silver Star, and a pair of Distinguished Service Crosses. He's buried in the National Cemetery in Fort Smith. Joe Armstrong and his wife Liz decided to put efforts into helping make a monument become reality, in part because they want more people in the city, as well as visitors to the city, to know about General Darby. Joe, who grew up in Fort Smith and is himself a former Ranger, says he didn't know much about the man until after Joe had enlisted in the military.
I didn't come from a military background. I just one day decided I wanted to join the Army. I knew there was a Darby Junior High here in Fort Smith, but I did not connect Darby Junior High to General Darby, father of the U.S. Army Rangers. So it was a few years after I was in the military that I realized that, and that assisted in me making my decision. That's what I wanted to do with my life.
This fall, an artist was selected, Kevin Creechy of Little Rock, to create the monument that was inspired by a famous photograph of General Darby sitting on his motorcycle. Joe Armstrong says the selection of the artist was due in part to his past work, his connections to the state, and time spent in Italy. Armstrong says the artist came to the project with a prior knowledge of who the general was. Organizers estimate the cost of the entire project will be around $210,000 to $225,000, and more than $35,000 has been raised so far. This year, more fundraising efforts are planned for a work that Joe Armstrong says will help make General Darby's story even more noticeable in his hometown.
I think when people think about Fort Smith, especially those that live here, their first thought is Judge Parker. I think, secondly, they think Bass Reeves, now that Bass Reeves has gone through the process of what we're trying to do now for Darby, I believe once we set this statue, Fort Smith will know who General Darby is.
You can learn more about the project at DarbyLegacyProject.com or at the Facebook page dedicated to the Darby Ranger Legacy Project online auction. This is Ozarks at Large.